Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Nina. May I have your order number to pull your account, please?
Yeah, the order number for this is, oh, I have a PO number.
Yes.
Okay, 244-068-62.
244-068-62.
Yes.
Okay, and what is your store number?
1324.
Thank you for that information. And who am I speaking with?
My name is Sotero, S-O-T-E-R-O.
S-O-T-E-R-O.
Yes.
Okay, and this is for Nicole Acosta?
That's correct.
Could you have the delivery address and email?
The delivery address is... ...183 Staplehurst Drive. That's one word. And it's H-U-R-S-T. Staplehurst.
Oh, Ken, how can I help you with this PO?
Yeah, okay. So the customer had a measure back in December. I called you guys and you said we needed to get a remeasure. So we got a remeasure. The original order is in PO 244-068-6. Oh, wait. 244. Oh, it's the same. So there was a, okay. So the original measure that happened in December. Oh, wait, what is this? Oh, I know what's going on. Okay, hold on. Let's see. Is that it? Okay, this is actually has to do with PO 244-09341. And the original PO that I gave you first was her original measure. So nothing has changed. We got her a new measure. We just need the information from the original PO transferred over into the new measure.
Bear with me. Let me pull up the other order that you're referring to.
Okay.
Okay, what was that PO number?
It's 244-09341.
244-09341.
That's correct.
And that's store 1324?
Yep, that's the same store.
Oh, one moment. This is for measure for April 27th.
That's correct. I called them on the original order, that was the original measure in December, and you guys said because it's been over a month, it would just be better just to get a new measure. So we got her a new measure. So we need the original order placed in the new measure order.
You said you need the original order placed in.
Yeah. Well, the Bosch, she's getting a Bosch Or I, you know what? I don't know how you're going to do it. Okay, I give you the model number of her, her unit, her wall unit, in the notes of the first PO I gave you. It has everything in there. It's a Bosch 800 model. I could give you the actual model number if you need it. I don't normally do these, so I'm just trying to figure this out myself as well.
Okay, basically you need a redo.
Yeah.
I see another, but I say December the 20th, I mean the 15th. This customer has a lot of water, POs. So you need a redo on the last measure.
Yeah.
And this says custom labor for January the 21st. I mean, January the 19th. The other order, the other PO I saw for this customer.
Okay. Well, yeah, however you want to do it, whatever's easiest for you. I could just give you the model number and, you know, and just go from there and just update it so I could let her know and then, you know.
Okay. And you're requesting a redo, a measure redo.
Well, we got the new measure redo.
Okay, what do you need me to do?
I need a quote.
Okay. So in other words, you're requesting an upload from April 27th, the results.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not a redo. You're requesting.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, I just need whatever it takes, you know, to get the final pricing and the approval for her model based on those measurements.
From April 27th. Now, what is that model number?
The model number is HB.
H as in Henry?
H as in Henry, B as in Billy, L as in Larry, 87, M as in music, 53, UC.
Okay, and this is for a?
It's a Bosch 800 series, a combination electric wall oven.
A wall oven.
Yeah.
Bosch 800 series.
How can I help y'all? It's a 30-inch
electric.
Yeah, electric wall oven. That's correct.
Okay. Let's see. What I'm doing is looking to see if has it been uploaded.
Okay.
It says it uploaded on May 4th. I uploaded the bid to Icon. Our regional upload. So you don't see an upload from May 4th?
This date. Yeah, this is the 4th, but mine is empty. It doesn't read anything. All it has is a measure. I don't have
the specs or the
pricing
price
on there. There's no notes in there.
Okay, I'll let him know.
It's a blank measure.
On May 4th.
Oh, there's something in here now. I just opened it. Okay, so wait. No, this is not it. Jeez.
And what came? You said what was on the? It was empty.
Yeah. Oh wait.
So you're looking for the pricing? You said this upload that was uploaded May 4th does not have pricing on it.
That's correct.
Anything else that was missing off the order, off the PO?
Let me double check this. Okay, for PO ending in 341, which was taken on May 4th, there's nothing. I don't have amount to be paid. There's no model number in there. I don't have any notes. It's completely empty except for the cutout dimensions.
Had no pricing.
No, nothing. Not in PO ending 341.
The dimensions.
Nothing at all. No. All it has is the cutout dimensions, and that's it. No model number, no notes. It's a blank one. It just has the date, the PO, and the customer's name and the store number.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to see. Can I reach out to them? Is that okay?
Sure.
Thank you.